100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world. Kaboom!
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. It's February, and it is the month that Black History is celebrated. Time has a memory. What we do in life echoes in eternity. What we do to others will eventually affect our well-being and stability. This is Black History Month, and they call it a celebration, but I must be completely honest with you that there are several elephants in the room that we have looked at and pretended to talk about. To talk about is to talk around. To talk around essentially is to avoid without appearing to avoid. It is to create a kind of illusion, having dealt with an extremely volatile issue, so that one may go back to more comfortable subject matter. There is nothing more volatile than discussing the American history of the treatment of blacks in America. Not even all black people see it the same way. All that said, time has a memory. It is embedded in our DNA. What happened in the course of time passing is also recorded not just in our DNA, but in books. In history, in constitutional documents. Some of my friends of the white persuasion have told me they don't understand what it's like to be black, and they don't believe they ever could. At first I would nod and say, probably not. But later I realized that human beings have the capacity to understand whatever they want to understand. Especially when it comes to money and power. Today on The Spectrum, I'm going to help a lot of non-blacks, as well as some blacks who are unable to articulate and in some cases to relate to the feelings associated with the experience of being black in America. Do you want to know what it's like to be black in America? Well, here's my perspective as to how the uninformed and presently detached can understand it. But before you do, there's one requirement that you must agree to if you're going to understand it. Actually, it's multifaceted, but essentially it's one idea. Stop believing that black people deserve to be treated the way that they were during the 400 years of slavery and the unfair treatment of blacks today. To put it mildly, 400 years of slavery is Groundhog Day on the most potent steroids you can imagine. More poignantly, imagine our current pandemic and the conditions and restrictions going on in your life for 400 years. Think about it. 400 years. Let me give you this scenario. Imagine coming to a party where all you ever do is clean up after the mess left by guests and family members of those who invited you to the party. Imagine all the fine delicacies being consumed along with the sounds of laughter and merriment, but all you're able to do is clean the aftermath and perhaps salvage the scraps that fall from the master's table. But before any of that can take place, imagine first being suddenly and violently stripped from your home, separated from your family, chained, stacked like cattle in a cattle hauler into a cargo ship not fit for filthy pigs. Pause for a moment, if you will. Close your eyes and go there in your mind's eye. Can you see it? Can you smell it? Can you begin to feel the fear and the agony? Just imagine the same thing today as if you were celebrating your son's or daughter's graduation and suddenly the events I just described were happening to your family. No time to grab your weapon and retaliate. It's blitzkrieg of the first order and effectiveness. Again, this is the light version, but perhaps you begin to understand. You see, the irony of slavery is that it was inflicted on us, black folk, by British immigrants seeking to escape their own brand of oppression and abuses, seeking liberty, justice, and freedom for themselves. It is true. It is the tendency of the oppressed to become the oppressor, which is another kind of irony all unto itself. Now let me pause parenthetically here to say that not all white people are oblivious to the plight of the effects of slavery on black people in America. They were and are enlightened souls that would lock arms with the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and protest the injustices inflicted on us. Like those white souls who took up arms, many losing their lives in battle during the Civil War to end the atrocities of the enslavement and abuse of black people. There are so many levels behind the idea of slavery, but I'll narrow them down in the interest of time and allowing to more expeditiously grasp my point. Slavery was essentially about three things: profit, power, and domination. As I draw this current discourse to a close, here are some final observations for your consideration and perhaps further study. The profit America acquired came through the free labor and skills of the enslaved. Profit simply leads to wealth. Wealth leads to power, and to maintain profit and power immorally obtained. Notice I said morally and not illegally, because you can make a law for anything, no matter how unjust that law may be. But again, profit leads to wealth, wealth leads to power, and to maintain profit and power immorally. Profit leads to wealth, wealth leads to power, and to maintain power and profit immorally obtained, you must exert domination to maintain it, and create fiction like black people being three-fifths human to justify your exploitation, and gain a political advantage whereby men and women are reduced to beasts to make it easier for the oppressors to sleep. It's a new day in America, to be sure. Black people are no longer shackled and in chains in the sense that they were for 400 years. It is true. Things are much improved in America. That's not to say that we don't have a long way to go. Because in some ways, America has simply reinvented slavery in the form of the penal institutions. But things are better than they were. But the journey to equality and justice continues. Make no mistake about this. Reparations are due And to deny it is just one more fiction. We have eyes and have seen it given to others in lands, money, and rights. We are less as a people than no one. Let me say that again. We, as black people, are less than no one. Not Indians, not Jewish people, not Japanese, not anyone. People actually have the nerve to say, just get over it, including some black folk. Just get over it. But to my non-black people that would say, just get over it, really? Would you get over your daughters being raped or seeing your sons thrown into the ocean or your infant child snatched from your hands and then having yourself placed on stocks to be sold like cattle, as beasts? I didn't think so. Time has a memory. What we do in life echoes in eternity. Jesus, the Christ of God, said it best. Do for others as you would have them do for you. For this is the meaning of the law and the prophets. I'll be back with lighter fare after these messages.
Bethlehem House is a respite for homeless working women. They can stay here for up to a year. When they come, they're kind of disheveled a little bit, but we try and put them back together here. Our goal is for them to save money. It's very important, and clean their credit, because without good credit, your money is no good. Isn't that amazing? But they stay here for a year, and we kind of get them back together, and they go on.
So, Sam, I heard your grandma say they're donating that car to Charity Motors.
Yeah.
Said they're getting a full fair market tax deduction for it.
I do not know what that means.
It means we get whatever it's worth as a tax deduction right when we donate it.
Nope. Not getting it.
It means we get money for it. So does the charity we pick. And the car goes half off to someone who really needs it.
Dollar bills, Sam.
BH365, if you want a truly interactive, truth-centric Black history experience, you simply must get your hands on a copy of Black History 365, an inclusive account of American history by Dr. Walter Milton Jr. and Joel Freeman, Ph.D. This book should be in the home of every Black American and in every learning institution in the world. Visit bh365.org for more details. Please support the work of Bethlehem House of Detroit. Find out more about Bethlehem House of Detroit at bethlehemhouseofdetroit.org. Find out more about what Charity Motors is doing in the community by visiting charitymotors.org. That's charitymotors.org. I wanted to do a segment on the power of music to salve the soul, playing artists like Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, and Sam Cooke, Stevie Wonder, Jill Scott, Commissioned, and the Clark Sisters, and perhaps many others, but legal rights become an issue when it comes to playing other people's music on air, or even in a podcast or any other digital format. So to avoid that, I've decided I would do this and play my own music. But suffice it to say that the aforementioned artists have done more to bring solace and jubilation to the souls of billions, expressing through their music what words alone cannot. That said, once again, I've decided to share with you a few compositions of my own creation that I do have the rights to. The first cut I will play for you is called New Dance. The inspiration for this song came from getting out of a bad relationship that, quite frankly, I thought I would never, ever get out of. But by the grace of God, I managed to escape. Anyway, it's a song, has a lot of energy, I think. I released this in the year, man, it's been 20 years since I released this album called The Secret Place. Lead vocals on this song and vocal arrangements by Wilmani Page and Angela Cuffey. Enjoy.
So that all men could be free. Now I'm no longer in bondage, 'cause the master liberated me.
New dance, get up now. These awesome and true kids alone. Come on, get up, get up, get up. Get on your feet, get along some radical praise. Die so that we can live a life that is free from sin. For those that ain't trying to handle this, you need to take advantage of this and give them some praise. Everybody,
the next song I'm going to play from the Secret Place album is the title track. There's not a lot of vocals on this particular track, but what stands out most in my mind from this cut is how beautifully the saxophone is played by a gentleman whose name I don't recall, because he showed up in the studio called in by one of the engineers when it hit me that in the studio that the song needed saxophone. He was a friend of the bass player who went by only one name, Steve-O. So please enjoy. I remember when I released this album 21 years ago, I felt like a superstar signing CDs and posters. It was magical. I remember people telling me how the music touched them and affected them. And I still hear it to this day. So it's very, very gratifying. Please enjoy title cut from my first album, The Secret Place.
Thank you.
There's nothing like hearing someone say, "That's my jam," referring to a song that I wrote and produced. The final song I'll share with you is the music I've been closing out with for the last 2 months or so. It's called The Way, subtitle, "It's About the Love." This is my personal favorite cut from the album because the vocalist put more life in the song than I had ever imagined. He sang it beautifully and effortlessly in the studio, and my mouth literally hung open as I listened to him nail the song in one take. Angela Cuffey's background vocal arrangements, in my opinion, are masterful and bring color and more meaning than I originally envisioned. But that's what you get when you work with people who both love what they do and do it with excellence. Because without question, excellence is unmistakable. Once again, enjoy. I'll be back with some final thoughts as we close out this episode of The Spectrum.
Hey! about the love. Ooh, yeah.
It was your love that really set me free.
Yeah, it's about the love.
Thank you so much for tuning in all around the world, from Germany to Japan, from India, the UK, as well as the USA. Thank you, Florida, Michigan, which is my home state, California, New York, and Georgia. None of this has any meaning if you're not listening. And I appreciate you being here to share this time with me. Listen, I'm getting ready to release my book, Power Up, 10 Points of Personal Power for Creating the Life You Want. Hit me up on Instagram with your email to receive a free MP3 of one of the songs that you heard on today's podcast, as well as be notified when the book drops. So once again, hit me up on Instagram, Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. on Instagram. Hit me up on Facebook too. Same name, Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. It's been a pleasure. It's been my joy to be with you today. Thank you so much once again for tuning in. And remember, time has a memory. And what we do in life echoes in eternity. Ciao for now.
Said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.